The Everyday Environmentalists, Dave and Ann, bring you tips on how you too can help make the world a little better place to live in. So now, let's listen.
Ah, at last. The grill's been scrubbed, the propane tank's full, the spatula and tongs have been washed. Cookout season is officially open.
I was actually thinking we should just have cold cereal tonight. It's a lot
less work. Funny. That might be okay sometime, but not on the first day of cookout season.
Okay, we do need to go to the grocery store. I take it you're going to be the grill guru tonight?
Absolutely. I can already taste tuna steak smothered with onions. Or maybe we should have something extra elegant, like swordfish and pesto sauce.
I doubt I can find swordfish at the farmer's market, so I guess it's a good thing the grocery store's on my agenda. I know you've been looking forward to the cookout season, so I'll find something worthy of being served on a cedar plank.
Why, thank you, Anne. In meantime, I'll start mixing together some sauce recipes and getting the vegetables ready. Now remember, bring back something exotic, fish we don't usually eat. Wow, what a great start to cookout season. I think I heard a car pulling into our driveway. That must mean it's time for the grill guru to get to work.
I have some potentially unpleasant news about swordfish steaks. I actually went to several different grocery stores looking for swordfish and couldn't find any.
Oh, gee, that's too bad. So what did you find? Were there any tuna steaks?
Actually, neither swordfish nor tuna were at any of the grocery stores near us. So I bought 10 pounds of clams.
Clams? I love steamed clams, but grilled clams?
Well, I think it's time that you learn what I just learned at the seafood counter in the grocery store. Take a look at this brochure. All kinds of fish have been rated based on the levels of toxins they contain, whether they're overfished or harvested in environmentally harmful ways. The fish to avoid include swordfish and tuna.
Bummer.
Better choices include clams, cod, crab, salmon, and oysters.
Hey, I had no idea. You know, as everyday environmentalists, we've thought about our on-land food choices, such as eating organic produce or buying stuff that's not a lot of packaging.
This guide I picked up is full of information to help us make sustainable seafood choices by asking questions at restaurants or stores about where the seafood come from, how it was raised, and how it was harvested. I know steaming clams was not what you envisioned, but at least we know we're helping the environment and ourselves.
Yeah, that's right, and I think you made a great decision.
When you look at seafood options at your local grocery store or restaurant, consider using sustainable seafood guides as you make your decisions.
Everyday Environmentalist is a production of KSVR Studios, produced by Joseph C. McGuire, technical engineering by Jay Charles, scripts by Britta Eshte, featuring Dave McConnell as Dave and Jim Justice as Ann. Let Dave and Ann show you how you too can be an everyday environmentalist.